I know you're gonna wonder where I'm going with this, but just bear with me. And this might end up being more ramble than fab, but I'm nervous. What can I say? I've hit that stage of midlife crisis where you have the inexplicable need to run a half a marathon. I'll be honest with you, I hate running. I keep waiting for it to be fun, but it's never fun. I'm just sore the next day, and not in the fun sore kind of way. I've tried listening to music, but it doesn't distract me enough to stop checking my distance and time. Nothing makes a run seem harder than when you're checking your watch every 5 minutes to see how much more to go. And honestly, I usually have a lot more to go. I've tried audiobooks, but I'm boring, and I like reading biographies. Biographies don't exactly make for the greatest running material, I admit. And then I found this up. There's certain voices out there in the world that just scratch your brain in all of the right places, and the people here could probably make the biographies I read sound exciting. And I'll admit it, maybe I'm trying to Pavlov myself into liking running by listening to these audios. I usually have the trail to myself, but every now and then I come across someone else, and it does feel kind of naughty to run past someone on an early Sunday morning when you have a stranger moaning in your ear about how good you feel, how good they feel. You kind of stop paying attention to the time when you have someone telling you about how much they're enjoying themselves, and then they begin to lose their train of thought because they are enjoying themselves. I run alone, but I like the idea of running with someone, running with you. And maybe you know what I'm listening to, and maybe you don't, but you'll likely figure it out by the time I stop running and tell you that I need you now as I pull you off the trail. I can admit it. I want grass-stained knees while I fumble with your waistband with obvious desperation. I want to feel that sharp sting of little stones pressing into my calves while I take you into my mouth. I want to feel your fingers wrapped up in my hair. I kind of love having the feeling of fingers wrapped up in my hair. I like the feeling of when someone pulls tighter because it just feels that good. And yes, maybe I'm bad for wanting to go faster when you tell me to slow down because you're close and then you have to pull me back a little bit. And then when you think you can't handle the feeling of my mouth wrapped around your cock, I want to feel you pull me up and pin me against a tree. I want to feel sharp prick on my back while my shirt is lifted up and my shorts are pushed down. I want to have little scratches on my back and little bruises on my thigh from where you hold on a little too tight. I want those reminders for the next day. Most importantly, though, I want to feel you inside me, filling me, stretching me. Fuck, you'd feel good. I know you'd feel good. I want to wrap my leg around you, want my hips to match your thrusts. I'm a people pleaser after all. I want you to feel good. I want to hear you moan. It's a turn on to listen to someone try to muffle themselves because there's a risk of being caught. There's a sense of indecency with knowing that someone may overhear you. And I know that I definitely want to hear you. I want to hear your moans beside my ear. I want to feel the desperation as you grab onto me a little bit too tight, a little bit harder. Like I said, I want there to be reminders. Next day. Oh, fuck, I know I'm the one losing my train of thoughts because I'm the one getting distracted. But I think you get the picture. I just want to feel you. I want to feel you inside me. And it's pretty obvious that I'm pretty desperate for you. I was soaked the moment we started this conversation, honestly. Oh, fuck. I want to feel. It's best hard. And not hold back. And maybe it's my turn to run my fingers through your hair. And maybe this time I get to pull on your hair just a little bit. Oh, fuck, you feel good. But I knew you'd feel good. Oh, fuck. And I'm definitely getting more and more distracted as I imagine your cock inside me. Oh, fuck, I'd love to feel you throb. I love hearing the moans that people make when they're close, honestly. It's like my favorite noise in the world. I think it's just such a turn on when the other person makes it so clear that they're enjoying themselves. Oh, fuck. I'm definitely enjoying myself right now. Oh, fuck. And I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna last a whole lot longer. Oh, fuck. And I think I'd love to hear you come. I would love to hear you come with me. I don't think there's a whole lot anything hotter than that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm close. Please come with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I knew you feel good. Oh, fuck. And I can admit, I don't know what would feel a whole lot better than feeling you run down my thighs as we walk back away from our run.